Let's hear the word of the Lord now from Psalm 22, starting in verse 1. Really, it begins with the words we just heard Martha Kay read. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. O God, I cry by day, but thou dost not answer me, by night, but I have no rest. Yet thou art holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In thee our fathers trusted. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. To thee they cried out and were delivered. In thee they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, a reproach of men despised by the people. All who see me sneer at me. They separate the lip, they wag the tongue. Commit yourself to the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, because he delights in him. Yet thou art he who didst bring me forth from the womb. Thou didst make me trust upon my mother's breast. Upon thee I was cast from my birth. Thou hast been my God from my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open wide their mouth at me as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. I can count on my bones. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. And thou dost lay me in the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me. A band of evildoers has encompassed me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. O Lord, do not be far off. O thou my help, hasten to my assistance. Deliver my soul from the sword, my only life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. Thou dost answer me. Let's pray together. Father, today we just want to ask that you would open your word to us as we think on the cross, as we think on our own lives in light of the cross. As we think of your goodness and grace in the midst of suffering, open our eyes and hearts. Give us hearts to understand, in Jesus' name. You know, I've been thinking about this. I've been living with this psalm for a couple of weeks now. I thought about the way that we all live with pain. We live with physical pain. We live with emotional pain. For some of us, the pain is unbearable, excruciating, inescapable, and in a fallen world, pain is just part of life. There's so much different kinds of pain and so much long-term pain in our lives that often we just become used to it. Learning to ignore some pain is a means of survival for us. And it becomes a way of life. Jesus came into this world and he came among fallen people. And now, as we see him on the cross, pain barely describes what he's feeling. The words of Psalm 22 that we just heard are upon his lips. He recited it from beginning to end. And every word perfectly and prophetically described exactly what he was undergoing. And he begins with these words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God's Son, the second person of the Godhead, who had lived from eternity uninterrupted in communion and fellowship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And coming to earth, he lived out that same intimacy with the Father. We can see him getting up early each day and spending time with the Father. He said that he only did those things that he saw his Father doing, and that he only spoke the word that he heard his Father saying. We see him at the Last Supper table praying for his disciples and for us with such intimacy, with such a love, and such a perfect sense of God's will and purpose. It's as though, although the Son had left heaven, heaven had never left the Son until now. There, as he was undergoing this, the Son who had experienced this intimacy with the Father now experiences the complete horror of the silence of heaven. When we think of the cross, we hate the sight of the blood, we hate the sight of the nails, we hate the sight of the thorns. But he turned away the drink that would have eased his pain. Beneath the accusation, beneath the whip, beneath the beam, beneath the hammer, he never cried out. Not until now. What words would describe his pain? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Suffering for our sins, Jesus begins at the place where you and I live. He experiences for the first time the pain that you and I have gotten used to. Separation from God. You and I were made for intimacy with God. That's what we were created for. To know him, to love him, to serve him. But the silence of God is something that you and I have somehow learned to live with. We're no longer surprised that we don't hear him. In fact, we're only surprised when we do. Our frustration arises not because we sense that he longs to speak with us, but we don't manage to hear what he says, but just that we can't seem to hear him tell us what we really want to hear. Knowing that what he would say to us, if only we had ears to hear, perhaps our inability to hear is more our relief than our pain. But the sight of the cross opens up our ears. It's God revealing who we are, rebels who reject his love. Now that we've crucified the King of Kindness, we can hear clearly. But will we hear clearly enough to repent? Hearing and repenting go together. They go hand in hand when it comes to God. The road of repentance is the road to hearing more. Jesus endured that silence of separation so that you and I could know the sound of God's voice. It's the Son's experience of rejection that has purchased for us the welcome of God. It's only in fully feeling the pain that we've learned to ignore that we can experience the healing that is found in Jesus' wounds. Let's pray together. Father, open our ears and our hearts to the things you have to say to us during this season, the wonder of your grace, that you have made us yours through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.